Okay. Potentially move the next meeting date. Gail, you want to take the lead on this?
Yeah, so we had originally scheduled a special meeting on January 28th. There were some scheduling issues, so we're needing to move it back to our January 27th Wednesday meeting.
So moved.
I'll wait for the discussion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, discussion.
So that's the meeting we're talking about, completing some of the stuff we worked on today.
Yep.
I have to be out of that meeting by about 11:30, so I don't know. That sounds like a really long meeting.
On the 27th, but not the 28th?
I'm fine on the 28th, but I have another commitment on the 27th.
Okay, Gabe. I know, he would prefer the 28th. I can do both, but the 28th would be better for me. I have to cancel something on the 27th.
There was a request to have a consultant, and they're not available on the 28th. That's one of the reasons why we're moving it to the 27th.
That's where I was going. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
this is the
which consultant study were you talking consultant? About?
Cough.
Cough and someone from Joe Wiley's firm.
In both cases?
At least the Joe Wiley firm.
We need.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So
I'm available both days.
Yeah. No, okay. I just have to cancel something.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there was somebody. Was it
Candace? Candace will not be there.
Can't make it either. Yeah. Is Rusty available?
Rusty is fine on both days, at least what I can see right now.
I think he told me he's okay.
I'm there. I'm okay both days.
So my vote would be no.
Well, or I suppose there could be some consideration of the agenda. I mean, moving stuff up and getting it on as early as possible.
Yeah, and that's,
yes.
I was planning on doing good. That. So.
Good. The closed session, well, not closed
but
session.
Try and be sensitive.
Yeah. Consideration session. We can make that quickly.
Well, it sounds like a long topic to me. It doesn't sound like a quick topic.
Well,
but
we're talking 9 to, you say, 11:30?
Depends upon how much you have to say.
A lot.
I get started at 6 in the morning.
Now that I have more understanding, I would go with the 27th. In any event, we have a motion to, let's see what our vote is, unless there's more discussion.
Is there a motion?
I moved.
There was a motion, yeah.
Second.
And a second.
I did.
Okay.
Yep. To move from the 28th to the 27th. All those in favor say.
Hold on for a second. Meetings tend to fill the time that's made available to them, but we could consider starting it a little bit earlier if you wanted to.
We could consider what?
Starting it earlier, half an hour earlier or something.
Maybe 8:30.
Do you want, can we go back and insist the consultant you come in on 28th? We're paying for them, their service, are we?
There's something that just, I mean, we really try. I mean, I didn't want to have to move the meeting, and we need
to. Because a lot of.
It's not the paying, it's the availability.
And there's a couple of folks that won't be here on the 27th, but they won't be here on the 28th either.
Okay. Who's that?
Candace.
Oh, Candace won't be here either.
I think she's not available either day.
And Jerry, I think you're gone both days. So.
Yeah.
And Jerry's gone both days?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it doesn't really matter.
Can I amend my own motion? Move it to the 27th and start at 8:30?
Okay. Mr. Second, do you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so the motion is move to the 27th and start at 8:30. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to say no, but it doesn't matter.
2, 4, 5, I think.
Bad. In favor?
I think we have 5.
I was going to abstain, but I
just barely
four.
Made it.
4-1.
Deborah's a no. All right. Moving to 15. A, trustees roundtable.